This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To revisit the life of the American family farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American family farmer. Iconic, isn't it? The dairy that I've worked on and have been around. I've been on cows all my life. We're working on raising Jersey replacement heifers, been around Jersey, Guernsey cows all my life. Yeah, I've had my share of Holsteins and Brown Swiss and Normandies and other breeds, but I've settled in on the Jerseys because I like them for all kinds of reasons. At any rate, that's my story. The dairy industry has some really horrible things to confront in the new year. I'm looking right now. I usually start this program by focusing on something in the news, and what could be more of a timely basis in terms of news for farmers than what's going on with the second and final round of trade mitigation payments. The farmers who've been hurt by the trading partners, the trade war, the retaliation, commodity producers now get market facilitation payments. I love the government. They if you'd like to request an MFP, which is market facilitation payments, the USDA has been sending out the first round of these payments to producers since September. 50% is based on 50% of their production this year. Payments designed for cotton growers, corn, dairy, hog, soybean, cherries, wheat producers, that sort of thing. All you have to do is register once for both the first and second round of payments. I don't fit into any of those because I'm not, I am dairy, but I'm not milking cows, raising them. So I don't, apparently, at least that's what I was told. And it's okay. I'm not one for wanting to take advantage of government programs anyway. I think they're overdone, require too much paperwork and actually get into your business too much. At any rate, these sign-ups, if you want to take advantage of the second round, you have until the 15th of the month. Producers actually have till the 1st of May to certify what your production numbers are. Farmers who haven't done so can find signed-up information, instructions at farmers.gov/MFP, okay? Sign up, farmers.gov/MFP. If you're eligible, you got to wait until the harvest is completely finished for last year, as payments are made based on your total production. That's why the second round, the first round was for the first half of the year, the second for the second half of the year. If you've already applied and you've completed your harvest, certified your production numbers, you'll get a second payment on half of the production multiplied by the rate for each commodity. It's another, again, a crazy formula that is just part of doing business with the government. You know, we've let the government get too big. The government has too much control over what we're doing. It should be that people who want our products, whether you want to buy a tomato, an ear of corn, a bottle of milk, whatever it is, you pay whatever you're willing to pay, whatever the farmer thinks it's worth, and it's a deal. It's a negotiation, right? I don't want to pay $3 for a tomato. Okay. Then you go to the store and you get some piece of garbage for $1.95. That's whatever, you know. You get it from the real source, or, you know, you get stuff that's just plain garbage. So that's the update on payments. I thought you'd be interested in that. The payment rates have been controversial. Everything about this has been controversial. I think the whole business, you know, Trump proposed, or Sonny Perdue, the agriculture secretary, proposed they were going to actually come up with a lot of things to drain the swamp when it came to their corner of the world. Unfortunately, they haven't drained the swamp correctly, And a lot of you have become frustrated, as have I, because the Trump administration has really sucked when it comes to what to do about farmers. Not thinking about it. It's not that they're, well, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's not by design. It's by inexperience, not paying attention. What does Trump know? He's a New Yorker, frankly. I know that's it becomes the kind of pat, but he is. He doesn't care. He doesn't know anything about farmers or farming. And Sonny Perdue, you know, he's okay. But they have done a lot of things, especially with the stuff done in concert with the EPA, things that need to be eliminated. They're eliminating the wrong stuff. They're attacking the wrong things. And I think the same can be said for what's going on in the farm, the world of production. What are you doing to kind of wean the farmer off of the federal government? I think that's what Trump was elected because people think government's too big. So what do you do to fix that problem? You make government smaller and you cut programs. And one of the things, you know, are we too far gone in this model so that now the only way a farmer can actually survive is to be involved in some sort of government handout, government program, some kind of government? And you know, by listening to this program, I'm not a big fan of big government. I don't like it. I don't trust it. I think that it's here to serve itself. And it certainly has proven that, at least as far as the farmers are concerned, by looking at this mess that we had, the trade wars, the things that are happening to farmers, dairy farmers especially. Although I did see something that indicated the price of milk going up a little bit, but it's way, way, way off from where it was. I can remember, even at the time when I started selling raw milk retail at my farm, it was, you know, $23, $24 a hundredweight for the milk. Now it's $14, $15, $16 because, you know, Dean Foods, DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, have made a concerted effort to get the milk price down. And as a result of that, you know, we're living in this age of complete total devastation and destruction of the dairy farm. But I did, as I said, I'm looking at higher milk prices. The USDA says milk prices could reach the high 16s, the low 70s. That's still below what it costs you to make 100 gallons, 100 pounds of milk. So why are you touting that? Get it up to $24 a hundredweight and you got something to talk about. In the meantime, that's not very sophisticated, but it's kind of how I feel about the government and milk and other things. All right, so there it is. That's the update on the farm bill and who's getting paid and how it's being paid out. It's 14 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. If you would like to make this year the best year ever for you, the best way to have a great day is to have a great night. If you haven't had a good night's rest for a long, long time, time to, as a New Year's resolution, fix that problem by getting onto the website for MyPillow at MyPillow.com to change the way you sleep. 100% machine washable pillows, dryable cotton. I just did four or five of my own. I've had a lot of guests in my house, and so I wanted to clean up the pillows, clean up everything. And so I did it because I can wash my pillows. Can't do that with any other pillow, especially if it's full of feathers. Can you imagine? Right to the dump with those pillows. So if you would like to win, like to gain, have a better year because you're getting better rest, may I suggest you go to MyPillow.com, look over all the things. They have four MyPillows. You can pay for two of them, get two more. How about that? Yep, that's the deal. Two MyPillows, premium MyPillows, and two go-anywhere pillows for half price. Free shipping as well, and you can keep the pillows until the 1st of March. If you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. That's the guarantee I like. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get half off pretty much everything that's in the catalog. A lot of specials, too. Start with those pillows, man. They're really great. Change your pillows, change your rest, change your life. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you get all the benefits of using the promo code DJV.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety after a long battle in Afghanistan.
Medevac bird just comes in and lands right between us and the enemy, and you know, guys are just pouring up from the vehicle patrol base to come, you know, take care of our casualties and reinforce the observation post.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
If you care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. All right, let's get to know Jackie Allenbrand from farmdog.org, PHARMDOG.org. A pleasure to have you here, Jackie. And I say that not knowing you, but all the things that I've heard about you from various people make me happy that I'm able to tell this story with you. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be with you this morning.
All right. So, Farm Dog, where did the idea come from?
I was working with some farmers at a farm show, and one had a partial leg amputation. He was sharing with me how his dog helped him so much on the farm. And we use dogs on our farm as well with our cattle, and kind of got to thinking, well, why don't we do some more detailed training and to just meet the farmers' needs? And that's kind of how the ball got rolling on the idea behind Farm Dog.
Are you training the dogs or are you training the owners?
Well, we do a little bit of both. You can't place a dog with a farmer without them knowing the commands and how they work as well. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of both.
Is this a program similar to what the military has in turning these dogs, some of them, into spectacular and wonderful help to the people that are in the line of fire? Is this the same kind of thing, only we are aiming to help the farmer instead of the soldier?
Well, it's similar in that we're doing detailed training to meet a specific need, and that is a need of a farmer. We use border collies to help with livestock purposes. That's actually our largest request, is to help with livestock. And then we use Labradors saved from shelters and train them with what we call service skills, such as retrieving tools and carrying buckets, and trained one to even open a gate. Just anything to save some time and energy for a farmer dealing with a illness or injury or some sort of disability, so they can use that energy elsewhere on the farm. Their four-legged farmhand helps them out.
Well, the four-legged farmhand has always been around, since I was a kid, been around cows all my life. The dogs never, though. I'm trying to think. I had a bulldog for 14 years, and she was a character with the cows. It really was. But she wasn't. The bulldogs are herders by nature, but they're too small to really have any real impact. But the way that this thing works is fabulous. We'll talk about it. Hold on a second. Jackie Allenbrand here.
The
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Jackie Allenbrand is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, pets helping agriculture in rural areas, rural Missouri. That's what farmers, that's where you started. But you are placing these dogs, you're helping people from other areas in the country, are you not, Jackie?
Well, we're hoping to. Mm-hmm. We have placed a dog with a farmer in Nebraska, and we're a small group of farmers ourselves, nonprofit, of course, no mm-hmm. corporate sponsorship behind us, and we are limited sometimes in how far out we can travel right now, but we're in the process of hopefully helping more and expanding out to other states.
All right, so you have a farm yourself where you train these people, correct? These dogs. You train the owners too, your farmers. Yeah, do they all come to your farm?
No, they actually don't all come here to the farm. What we do is we have a border collie trainer in Plattsburgh, Missouri, and we have a border collie trainer in Packwood, Iowa. And I also have some ladies that help me on the service side of things. And what we do is if a farmer is interested, they contact us on our website or phone, and we find out a little bit about what they're dealing with, what type of disability or injury they're dealing with, and find out what their needs are. Then we train the dog for their needs and what could help them the most. Then what we do is a little bit different, is we try to travel to the farm. It's difficult, as you know, for a farmer to get off the farm
yep.
for a period of time. So we try to go to the farm and get the dog adjusted to its new surroundings and to, like we said before, work with the farmer and train them also with the commands so they know how to work with the dog. We don't want to leave a dog there that's going to be a hassle for them. We want them to be helpful. So that's what we do, is we find out the information, we train for that need. If we can't train for a specific need, we'll be honest and say we just can't do that. But we try to offer other resources if we can. So going to the farm is important to us because we know, like I said, how difficult it is to get off the farm because there's always something to do.
All right. So where do you find these dogs? Are you finding them, or do sometimes farmers bring a dog to you and say, please train this dog so that he or she will help me better on the farm? Which is the more preferred way of doing it?
Well, what we do is, you know, we've had some people say, can we bring our own dog and you train it? And we usually say we prefer not to do that because an existing dog sometimes has developed bad habits already. And we may not be able to work through those. So we like to start working with a younger dog. The Border Collie trainers that we have, they're both on the farm as well. And when we need a litter of Border Collie pups, we plan that out. And they supply the pups for the program. And then as far as the Labradors or the lab mixes, we try to work with shelters or rescues that have those that have passed the temperament test and can work with us. And we try to find the younger, the better. You know, if you get past a year old or so, you're starting to get into some problems that they've already developed some bad habits. So try to work with them as pups if we can.
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand what you're saying and how that would work. It makes a good sense. Well, the animals, the dogs, they mostly work with animals. What other uses do they have beside herding cattle or pigs or whatever it may be that's on the farm? What else do you use these for?
Well, we use the Border Collies just strictly for the herding purposes, you know, sitting in the gate and gathering, herding, sorting out. We use the Labradors for mobility purposes. They wear a harness that will help the farmer to walk on a farm's rough terrain.
I want to talk a little bit. We'll pause for a couple of moments here. I want to talk about the farmers with disabilities specifically, what we're working on. I guess I never thought about sorts of disabilities for people in general, so why wouldn't it be on the farm? So I want to dig into that a little bit more to help people coming up with ideas on how to use these farm dogs at farmdog.org. 28 past the...
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Brian bringing us back into another conversation. Qualified information about a really interesting program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jackie Allenbrand, who started the Farm Dog USA program in rural Missouri. Farm stands for Pets Helping Agriculture in Rural Missouri. She and her husband have used dogs on their farm, working the cattle, as you can imagine. But the program has also found purpose, I guess is the best word for it, Jackie, in 4-H programs. Yes, would you be able to teach young kids or younger people who are interested in coming along how to do this? You said you can't do it all yourself. So how about training some of the dogs with some of the younger farmers coming along and sort of match them up? Maybe it would be a way of people finding jobs. I just actually thought of that, wondering whether that's practical.
Sure. We used to have, in 2010, we started working with some FFA students in being what we called puppy raisers. And we had a litter of border collie pups, and we had them use their, similar to their SAE project, their supervised ag experience, and they raised the puppy for us for a year. And they worked with us, gathered together and worked with on commands and just socializing. And then they had to give them back, of course, after a year, which is the hard part.
Sure.
To release it after you get bonded with that dog. But they knew that it was for a good cause. It was going to be trained for a farmer dealing with a disability. And, of course, that makes them feel good that they had a part in that. So.
Yeah. Let's talk some about the farmers themselves with disabilities, farmers who maybe lost a leg, an amputation. We know there are accidents on the farm. I've seen plenty of farmers with one arm. We've all experienced, because the farming business can be dangerous, and equipment sometimes isn't respected, and there are accidents that happen on the farm. So what's the typical sort of disability that you encounter where the dogs are going to be the most helpful?
Well, I'll give you some examples of dogs we've placed with farmers. The dog that we placed out in Nebraska was a border collie. He was placed with a gentleman that is paralyzed from the chest down. Ooh. He was injured in an auto accident. And when he came to us, you know, he said, the cattle aren't respecting me. I'm sitting down lower in my wheelchair, and need something that will assist me to move the cattle, get them from point A to point B and sort, right, those sorts of things. So that was a partnership that has worked out well. We've placed a dog with a woman that is legally blind. It is not a guide dog. She does have some sort of vision still, but she wanted to be more independent, feel helpful to her husband on the farm with their cow-calf operation. So she had been run over by a bull before several years ago. So one of her things was, please train the dog to watch the gates while I'm helping, you know, feed. So she is helpful to her on the farm, and being independent can help her husband out. We have another lady that has lupus. Low energy level. She was constantly getting run over by her sheep when she would go out to carry the buckets of feed. And we trained a dog for her named Sue. And as soon as Sue came along, the sheep parted the ways, and Sheila could get in there and feed without being knocked over every morning. So yeah, there's a variety of disabilities that are out there. Of course, arthritis is the most common one, but there are people dealing with all sorts of autoimmune disorders, and like you said before, amputations, those sorts of things.
It's society. It's a reflection of society. I noticed that in one of the articles that highlighted what the farm dog program is all about, that some of the recipients are depressed, and there is that we, you know, in terms of what maybe a disability is. People are, if they're by themselves, I know some older farmers who by themselves, live literally by themselves, and the dogs may be helpful on the farm, but they're also helpful and wonderful as companions, aren't they? I would have thought they become friends. Yeah.
Yes, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I always say we train the dog to help physically, but they can also help emotionally as well. If a farmer has just gone through an accident or dealing with an illness, you know, they've got to sometimes find other ways to farm, and there's a change, and that can sometimes lead to depression and feelings of anxiety. And you're right, a dog is a good companion. A dog has to get up and be fed and taken out, and the farmer has to get up and do those things. I had one farmer that went through chemotherapy, and his dog stayed with him the whole time through the sickness.
How dangerous is this, would you say, in terms of the jobs the dogs have? All animals. I was on a farm the other day that specializes in helping save equine. It's amazing to see what you can do. Some of these farms that are sanctuaries for animals, and how, you know, they help them in many different ways. But you know, I wonder about using them in those sorts of facilities as well.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure how that would go there. It could be a possibility, but, you know, on a farm, there's, of course, equipment and livestock, and there's a lot of dangerous things that are a part of it. And we train the dogs to get used to those sounds and of a tractor and equipment, and we don't get them close to those. We have trained a dog to get up in the cab of a tractor so that it can go down the steps and be at the end of the steps, so that when the farmer comes down the steps, he has the dog there as a balance, sort of like a four-legged walking cane, I guess you could say, you know, needed that support. So, there's a lot of dangers on the farm, of course, but we train them to get used to those sounds and be around the livestock, and then help them adjust when they go to their new location as well.
How expensive is it to do this?
Well, it is not cheap, but we are a little bit different in that we have only had one farmer actually pay for a dog when we were in our beginning stages, worked with another organization, and they paid that organization for the dog. But as we've developed more so, what we ask the farmer to do is to make a donation to us so that we can start helping another farmer. If we were to calculate up all the hours and the time and medications and food and all of that going into a service dog, you're looking at about a $5,000 to $6,000 dog. And,
wow,
you know, yeah. And that's on the cheap end. But,
really?
Yes, I went to the Farm Progress show in Decatur, Illinois a few months ago. There was a family that stopped there and visited, and they were getting a dog trained, not from us, another organization, for low blood sugar alert. And that dog cost $50,000.
Whoa! Wow.
That's
probably worth it under the circumstances.
Well, it makes a lot
of sense to do this if it's done right. Good heavens, yeah.
Yes.
But that's,
yeah. Yes, you know, health is important. So, yes, but that was a little shocking to me. But what we do is, you know, we think farmers dealing with an illness or injury, there's always something to pay for on the farm. And the people that need them, the dogs the most, don't always have extra money to do that sort of thing. But what we do is we want the farmers to be able to make some sort of donation so we can just pay it forward and help another farmer. And our trainers don't receive salaries. That's one thing that makes us a little bit, we say either dumb or determined. We say determined. We want to help other farmers because we know what that's like.
All right. Let's conclude our conversation with Jackie Allenbrand in a moment. This is fascinating stuff. Farm Dog USA. The website is farmdog, PharmDog.org. And inspiration, maybe other people can learn through you and start organizations like this in their area of the country because it certainly serves a need. That's one of the reasons that you're here. 44 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I want to talk about what's going on in your body, the nutrients that are there. Farmers need energy. They need strength. They need to be able to block free radical damage that comes from being out in the sun a lot. In order to do that, you got to have a strong immune system. So if you don't, here's a way. This maybe seems silly to talk about this to farmers who are growing their own produce, but you can't, for the most part, unless you're in California, grow your own produce 12 months a year. So this is for people who are not able to do that. If you are, you know, we hear all the time, and we sell it, we use these terms when we're selling to our patrons. If we're selling all kinds of vegetables on our produce farm, and we want them to buy broccoli and cabbage and carrots and onions and spinach and cauliflower and celery and garlic and kale and that sort of thing. Well, you can find all of those things in a capsule now, grown on great farms by the folks at the core product, as a matter of fact, that comes from Balance of Nature, are the fruits and vegetables that you can get in capsules. It sounds like it could be the antithesis of what farming is all about, but it really isn't. This is health personified. And I think that because farmers oftentimes, we start early in the morning and we work all day long, sometimes you need a little extra immune system and if you can't get all of these things, whether it's the zucchini, apples, bananas, blueberries, cherries, grapes, grapefruit, free month supply, balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer.
Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here, with something that intrigues me, and I'll bet it maybe intrigues you a little bit. If you know anything, maybe you don't know the story of animals guarding other animals. Do you know there are guardian donkeys around? I remember having them in my pasture with my livestock, and they were very, very good. Donkeys differ from horses in a lot of different ways, and one of them is the way the donkeys are like dogs in a sense, and llamas. They are herd protectors. They're herd protectors. Donkeys are very alert, territorial, and so they have been used a lot with horses. They kick, they bite for defense. I remember having a couple of donkeys on my farm, and I got them, they were rescues from someplace out in the far west, and I brought them to the farm, put them in a pasture, and they never moved again. They never were out of the pasture for 14 years. They stayed in the pasture. One of them died. The other one I put to sleep. And that was, but they were very good for the cows because we had a lot of problems at that time with coyotes and the young calves and that sort of thing. But one of the things I remember most, when we tried to go get them to, you know, just lead them, and you bring a lead line, they would attack you because to them, the lead line was like a snake, and they were very defensive, obviously, against snakes. They did whatever they could to kill the snake, so that was made it really hard to get a hold of them. I never caught them after I put them in the pasture. Never caught them, never touched them again. They were very enjoyable to watch, kind of fun, and they were only aggressive when they needed to be. I just thought it was interesting to see an overview of donkeys and dogs as animals that guard other animals. Food for thought here. All right, back to our conversation here on the American Family Farmer with Jackie Allenbrand, Farm Dog USA. This is a program that ought to be expanded, it seems to me. I just think that this is a fabulous way to help people. You know, we have all these stories all the time, Jackie, about people staying on the farm. The average farmer is 56 or something. Youngsters aren't coming along. So I wonder what beginning farmers, what stories you might have of success with them, because I think we've been focused on disabilities and that sort of thing. We think of disabilities as applying to older farmers. What about younger farmers?
Well, actually, the gentleman that's in the wheelchair was in his 30s when we placed the dog with him, and one of our ladies was in her 30s as well. But we haven't really had any youngsters, I guess, teenagers in their 20s, that sort of thing, that have requested a dog. Did meet a young man at Husker Harvest Days in Nebraska earlier in last month, and may have some interest there in training a dog to help him with mobility purposes after he had an accident.
So. Could a blind farmer use one of these dogs?
Well, I want to say that we'll work with someone that's visually impaired, but we are not guide dog trainers.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, example I gave you earlier is she is legally blind but still does have some vision. So a person
right, you did say that. I wanted to completely blind. Yeah.
Right. If someone was completely blind, we would probably refer them to another organization, just, you know, for safety purposes.
Right. Yeah. What's been the most, we got about a minute left here, a little less. What's been the most exciting part of this for you?
Well, meeting all the different people that I've met and hearing their stories and seeing their successes. And I hope someday that we can help more farmers across the United States to get that corporate sponsorship. Maybe we can do it. So.
Well, I'm pleased and honored to have had the ability to share this story with so many people who listen to this program. Jackie Ollenbrand, check out that website for your own use, farmdog, PHARM dog.org. Jackie, thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey.
The American Family Farmer, at the moment, the podcast that is up, the most recent American Family Farmer podcast at American Family Farmer Show. com. More news about the new farm bill, why family farmers are upset about it. I also have on this current podcast a former turkey farmer, broadcaster Daryl Anderson. Daryl hosts a weekly radio feature called Farm to Fork, and he explains what it is. It's really a very interesting feature, doing the same sort of thing as I am here. What topics, what things are affecting the American family farmer on a daily basis? And then I opine about what this new year may hold for the American farming community, rather a broad stroke, I might say. But it's really, if I can't find what I'm talking about interesting, what good is it for anybody else, right? So Farm to Fork and other things about the new year, all presently in the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We have new podcasts every week. They're all archived and described on the website. That's where you hear the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I want to talk a little bit about the way to get around the methane gas. I have some thoughts about that, the gas problem, at least some people think it's a problem. So that's coming up right after this.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
And now this comment. The amount of time that is wasted, you say spent, has been focused on the production of methane gas by the people who don't understand what good it is for the environment, what cattle population is all about, the impact on global warming. There have been studies on top of studies. The natural part of a cow's metabolism produces ammonia, and that's a gas that occurs in the atmosphere. It does not affect global warming. It may have the impact on some aspects of global ecology. Those who have loaded a pile of manure into a manure spreader like I did this past weekend can relate to the rather unique aroma that it emits, whether it's chicken manure, cow manure, pig manure, whatever it is. The more concentrated urea, or which is basically ammonia, is in it, the better it is. So ammonia emissions are good for the soil. People say, oh, it's not good for the atmosphere. Well, it's six in one, half a dozen of another, frankly. The photosynthetic process that is helped by not only the spewing of ammonia onto the soil, but when you look at the microbes that come out of the back end of a cow and what they do for the soil to rebuild it, what other animal, what other being, what else is being done to improve our soil? You use the products of Monsanto, and all you get is depletion of the soil. You need to add to it, and the ingesters, if that's what you want to call them, egesters, the microbes that come out of the cow, do a great deal. All you can do is look at the land around. And I say this basically, I'm not talking to farmers now, I'm talking to local boers who use our products, or to people who are not in the know, they're interested in what's going on in food, family, and farm contexts. The nutrients, the nitrogen, the phosphorus that comes out of the cow is very good and encourages the microbes to put back into the soil the things that we need to really make the soil healthy and to grow our plants. So I guess that what I'm thinking, what I'm saying, I look at the FDA approval for reducing the emissions of ammonia gas for a specific group of cattle and think, what nonsense. Again, the government getting into something that they really don't know anything about because they're pressured by certain political groups. It's nonsense. Food for thought, though, on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.